Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1056. We are more than what we do for work, by Nikki D with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Dan, your personal narrator, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily, where I read to you every single day from some great blogs all about work and entrepreneurship. And right now, let's hear from Nikki D as we optimize your life. We are more than what we do for work. By Nikki D with tinybuddha.com. Quote, I've learned that making a living is not the same thing as making a life. End quote. Maya Angelou. My friend Nick and I were talking one day about our plans for after graduation. We talked about marriage and whether our religious beliefs would factor into our weddings when the time came, or whether our mothers would just run the whole show. Then the question came that grounded me. Do you think that you'll be a workaholic? Nick asked. I chuckled as I said, I could practically guarantee it, as workaholism has always been a part of my identity, and a proud part at that. Nick then followed my response by saying, you know, it's worse than alcoholism. After laughing off the comment, he continued to make his point. He expressed how he had seen it destroy families and lives. He finished with how it can even be spirit-crushing, as the individual loses their sense of passion and uses work to fuel their addiction. Although I firmly believe that Nick was misguided in the brevity of his statement, he did have a point. Being a workaholic is a problem. It can destroy relationships with those you care about, as well as your body through health issues that accompany stress and overuse, and even your spirit through soul-crushing tasks and long hours. What seemed like an offhand comment really struck me, and at a good time too, as I was graduating from college and about to start my first adult job. I took a little time after Nick left that evening to reflect on my relationship with work and how it had almost become synonymous with my identity over the years. In the culture of the United States, it almost seems like what we do is actually who we are. After all, there are many jobs that you can't turn off, such as being a doctor or a mother, jobs where you're always on call. And tied with that, so many people have a burning desire to be successful and good at what they do, which seems to involve throwing yourself into your occupation full force. When people strive for success in what they do and do not strive for balance, workaholics are created. My number one goal has always been to be successful, which I defined as having a steady, challenging, well-paying career. Although my family and friends are important to me, I often put them on the back burner, putting my career and goals ahead of them. Reflecting back on Nick's comment, I've begun to realize how much work has hindered my close relationships. And it has slowly but surely crushed the spirit of those close to me that have workaholic traits. Sometimes they seem so worn down that they appear to have lost their identity and passion. I now know that I don't want to be a shell of a person. I know that there are more important things, and that I want to live a full and balanced life with varied interests and strong relationships. This epiphany-inspired reflection could not have come at a better time in my life. As I get ready to start my first real job in the upcoming weeks, I will remember these four things, which I believe anyone can do to have a more fulfilling and balanced life. Number one, know yourself and your limitations. I know myself, and I know that work will be a large part of my life because it is a core part of who I am. However, I will remember that although I want to be successful, I need to maintain balance in my life. This means that I will go in and stay for my shift and work hard, but I will not burn myself out. I will understand that my health and wellness are an important part of who I am, and that without proper health and wellness, I cannot act as the best employee that I can be. Two, focus on overall healthy decisions, mentally and physically. In the upcoming weeks, as I start my new position, I will focus on health and wellness outside of work. I'll make overall healthy decisions, not solely working out, but taking the time to relax and re-energize at the end of a long day. I will also focus on my mental and relational health by making time for my family and friends and by sharing fun activities with them that help balance me out. 3. Foster high-priority relationships. As I get older and progress further in my career, I, like many others, will become constrained by time and resources. In order to maintain the delicate work-life balance that I'm striving for, I will take time to foster relationships that matter to build a support system. When the time comes and you need a helping hand, your support network will be strong enough to get you through the tough times. And 4, remember that who you are, not what you do, makes you special. Just being me makes me special and a valuable asset to both my family and friends. Who I am also plays into my career as it designates my goals and achievements, but I am a multidimensional person with thoughts, beliefs, and interests outside of my employment status. And so are you. The key to making all of these 4 thoughts and reflections a reality is balance. I now know that I need to make time to not only work, but to play as well. I need to know myself and how I handle relationships and make them a priority. These tips will help guide my life and decisions, as I hope they will guide yours as well. You just listened to the post titled, "We Are More Than What We Do for Work," by Nikki D with tinybuddha.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much, not just to Nikki for this post, but also to Lori, who runs Tiny Buddha, for letting us share posts from her website quite regularly. Tiny Buddha has been helping people heal, grow, and find peace since 2009. The site features stories and insights from people of all ages from all over the globe. For daily wisdom, you can follow Tiny Buddha on Twitter and Facebook, at Tiny Buddha, and Instagram, at Tiny Buddha Official, or subscribe to the blog at tinybuddha.com/list. And be sure to check out Tiny Buddha's Inner Strength Journal, Creative Prompts and Challenges to help you get through anything, and that's available on Amazon. Content from Tiny Buddha is featured not just here, but across pretty much all of our podcasts. So again, a big thank you to Lori, and please do come by tinybuddha.com for a lot more. And that should do it for today. I thank you so much for being a subscriber and being here with me each and every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.